오늘 은혜 받으실 하나님 말씀은 역대상 22장 5절 말씀입니다. 오늘은 다음 세대를 위한 준비라는 제목으로 스테파니 전사님 나오셔서 말씀 증거해 주시겠습니다. 많은 은혜 받으시기를 바랍니다.
Good. Hello. I'm so excited to speak to you tonight. But I'm also really nervous to speak to you. can I start off by praying? Father, we thank you for this night. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. And Father, I pray that you would speak to us tonight. Please speak to us in a way that we can understand. And speak to us in a way that we need to hear from you tonight. Let us hear your words, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. So the Old Testament is not only the story of God's people, but it's also the story of one generation passing the baton to the next generation.
이야기입니다.
It's the story of one generation hoping that the next generation will do a little bit better.
이야기입니다.
But there always seems to be a struggle between the old and the new.
항상,
It's a constant struggle between the young and the old. between tradition and change. A struggle between maintaining God's word and compromise. I think that the struggle between the generations is very evident in immigrant churches. As I stand before you today, I'm very aware that I am a 1.5 generation. And you're all mostly first generation. Our experiences are very different. But I stand before you not only because of God's grace, but because of the sacrifices the first generation made. The first generation knows how to sacrifice. They know how to maintain their identity and traditions. They know how to stand on God's word without compromise. They know how to fight on their knees in prayer. Eden started off as a first generation church. But today it's a multi-generation and somewhat multi-ethnic church. Because we have one Romanian. We have about five Americans. About five African Americans. And the rest are Korean. But we're all different worshiping together. And most of us make up the EM. But this was accomplished only because the first generation cared for the second generation. They cared about the faith of their children. And because they thought it was important that their children hear the gospel in their own language. It was because of you, the first generation, that we have an EM. And so when I think of the first generation, I think of King David in the Bible. King David knew what it meant to struggle and fight. He had to fight for everything he had and everything he accomplished. He was the youngest of all his brothers. He was worthless in their eyes. But in God's eyes, he was the beginning of a great nation. He was often off fighting a war. He was a hardworking father, but often he was absent. He was a loving father, but he never had enough time for his children. He had an amazing relationship with God, but he had a poor relationship with his family. Isn't that interesting that his relationship with God was good, but with people, not so good? And towards the end of his life, David was ready to build the house of God. He looked around and he noticed that he was living in a beautiful home. But there was no place for the Ark of the Covenant. So he decides to build the temple for God. So he talks to the prophet Nathan. And he says, I have this idea to build a temple for God. And Nathan says, sure, go for it. But later, he said, God speaks to Nathan and says, no, David is not the right person. He has too much blood on his hands. But Solomon will build a temple. Can you imagine the disappointment? He had this great plan to do something big for God, and God says, thank you, but no thank you. And I can imagine David looking at his son Solomon and thinking, really? I think he looked at his son Solomon in the same way that the first generation often looks at the second generation. You look at them and you say, really? This is the future? We don't have to guess what David was thinking. In 1 Chronicles 22:5, it says, he says, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced. He thought Solomon didn't have it in him. And he was probably right. But that didn't discourage David. Some of you look at the second generation, you get discouraged. You doubt their abilities. You doubt their wisdom, their experience, and their strength. In the same way, David doubted Solomon. And that's okay. But like David, we need we shouldn't be discouraged, but we should be moved to action. I've been serving on the EM side of Eden's church for about 11 years.
제가,
And I've seen these kids grow up.
이 아이들이 자라는 걸 봤습니다.
And when they were in junior high, you would think, oh my goodness.
아이들이 중학교 때는 참 어떡할까 걱정도 많이 했습니다.
But they became men and women of God.
하지만 이제는 성장해서 정말 건장한 여자 남자가 되었습니다.
But what I've learned over the years is that God is faithful to the second generation because of the faithfulness of the first generation.
것은,
as you look at your children and grandchildren, it's important to see them as they are.
오늘, 여러분들의 자녀나 아니면 손주를 봤을 때 그 아이들 자체를 보는 것이 중요합니다.
It's important to see their shortcomings.
그 아이들 정말 잘못됨을 보는 것도 좋은 생각입니다.
It's okay to see, it's important to not deny their failures.
그 아이들의 실패 또한 인정하는 것도 괜찮습니다.
But you have to realize that they are a work in progress.
하지만 걔네들은 언젠가는 변화가 있을 것입니다.
And you are responsible in helping them become the men and women that God has called them to be.
그래서 여러분이 그 또한 책임도 같이 지셔야 됩니다.
They cannot do it without you.
그 아이들은 혼자 할 수가 없습니다.
You are the foundation of this church.
여러분들이 그 아이들의 걸음돌이 되셔야 됩니다.
Today, this church stands on your shoulders.
오늘 이 교회가 여러분들의 어깨에 똑같이 있듯이.
But soon it will stand on their shoulders.
언젠가는 이 세대들이 자기네 혼자서 자립할 겁니다.
Are you preparing the way for them in the way, same way that David prepared the way for Solomon?
그렇게 할 수 있게끔 다윗 왕이 솔로몬에게 길을 닦아주듯이 저희 어른들도 저희 아이들에게 그런 길을 닦아주실 수 있으십니까?
He saw my son Solomon cannot do it. He didn't just pray for Solomon.
그냥 기도만 하지 않았습니다.
He got involved.
다윗은 정말 그 프로세스를 같이 했습니다.
He did his part.
다윗 왕이 할 수 있는 만큼 다 했습니다.
He gathered all the materials and when the day came, he handed it over to Solomon.
모든 것을 계획하고 자재를 모아서 그 날이 왔을 때 솔로몬에게 다 넘겨줬습니다.
And Solomon finished everything that his father started.
그래서 다윗이 준비하는 것을 솔로몬
As we begin this new building project, this is just the beginning of your legacy.
저희가 이제 예배당 중축을 시작할 때 이것은 여러분들의 역사로 시작합니다.
We're not just building a church with four walls.
저희는 그냥 그저 건물만 짓는 것이 아닙니다.
We are preparing a place where the next generation will step in and continue the work that you've started.
저희가 짓는 것을 우리 이세가 이제 들어와서 영원히 그 기록을 남기는 그러한 일을 역사를 저희가 시작하는 것입니다.
You are building the foundation on which the next generation will stand.
여러분들이 저희 이세가 들어와서 시작할 그 걸음돌을 시작하시는 겁니다.
I know that this seems like a small thing in the midst of loans and bills and contracts.
저희가 지금 당장 그 큰 빌이나 론이나 그런 걸 생각했을 때는 그 이세를 위한 것이 그렇게 큰 일이라고 생각하지 않을 수 있습니다.
But it's important that we don't grow tired and weary. Because what we're starting will have an internal impact in the kingdom of God. But as you prepare to build, remember that the presence of God does not dwell in a man-made building. The presence of God dwells in His people. It dwells in His children. And remember that your children are His children.
기억하십시오. 여러분들의 자녀는 하나님의 자녀입니다.
In the midst of good works, remember that the responsibility of the first generation is to train up the second generation.
다시 말씀드리지만은 어른들의 그 책임은 저희 이세들에게 그것을 확실히 가르치고 길을 닦아주시는 것입니다.
It's your responsibility to build up their faith.
저희 어른들이 이 아이들에게 믿음을 보여주셔야 합니다.
You have to walk with them into adulthood.
같이 걸어주셔야 됩니다.
This is your greatest responsibility before God.
이것이 하나님 앞에서 제일 큰 가장 책임입니다.
So as the pastor for the second generation, I stand before you and ask for your help.
제가 정말 이세들 앞에 전도사 목사로서 간구드립니다.
I need you to be David.
킹 다윗이 돼주세요.
I need you to prepare the way.
이 아이를 위하여 길을 닦아주십시오.
I need you to pray and I need you to act.
기도와 행동으로 옮겨 주십시오.
Here are some of our issues.
저희가 기도 제목을 말씀드립니다.
The second generation struggles with identity issues.
저희 이제 아이들은 정체성을 가지고 굉장히 힘들어합니다.
I ask that you pray that they would find their identity in Christ.
이 세상의 정체성이 아니라 하나님 안에서 정체성을 찾을 수 있도록 기도해 주십시오.
And I ask you to step in and show them what it means to be a man and a woman of God.
그래서 몸으로 여러분들의 그 믿음으로 보여 주십시오. 직접 이 아이에게 하나님의 사람이 되는 것이 어떤 것인지를 보여 주십시오.
Show them your struggles.
저희 어른들이 힘든 것도 아이들과 함께 나눠 주십시오.
Share with them your victories.
또한 Show
them what it means to be a man that walks with integrity.
하나님과 함께 걷는 것이 얼마나 큰 성공적인 사람이라는 것을 보여주십시오.
Show them what it means to be a woman that walks with integrity.
여자 또한 마찬가지입니다.
They struggle with love.
사랑을 갈급합니다.
They don't know what love is.
사랑을 모릅니다.
They don't know what it looks like.
어떻게 생겼는지도 모릅니다.
Pray that they would encounter the love of God. That they would be able to receive it and accept it.
하나님의 사랑을 받고 받아들일 수 있도록 도와주십시오.
And I ask you to show them unconditional love.
저희 아이들에게 조건 없는 사랑을 보여주십시오.
Please show them the same love that God has shown you over and over again.
하나님이 여러분들에게 보여주신 그 사랑을 똑같이 저희 아이들에게 보여주십시오.
Show them that when they fail, you still love them because God loves you when you fail.
그래도
that they encounter love.
사랑을 만나게 해 주시옵소서.
And show them love.
그리고 그 사랑을 보여 주십시오.
They struggle with holiness and purity.
거룩함과 청결함을 지금 힘들어하고 있습니다, 이 아이들이.
Pray that they would come to realize that they themselves are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
저희 아이들 자신의 몸이 성전이라는 것을 알게 하여 주십시오.
Pray that they would realize that the presence of God dwells inside of them.
하나님이 그 아이를 그 자신의 그 아이들과 함께한다는 것을 가르쳐 주십시오.
But also please get to know them.
저희 이 세대를 좀 만나보십시오.
Get to know their struggles so you can help them.
저희 아이들이 지금 오늘 무엇으로 힘들어하는 것을 관심 좀 가져주십시오.
You've been there.
여러분들도 한때는 이제였고 어렸습니다.
You know what it's like to be young.
어렸을 때 그 힘든 그 것들이 어떤 건지 여러분들도 다 경험하셨으면 좋겠습니다.
You know the temptations, you've walked through them.
저희 이세들이 지금 수없이 공격받는 그런 유혹들, 이 세상적인 유혹들을 알아보십시오.
And you were victorious.
여러분들도 그러한 유혹에서 성공하셨습니다.
Get to know them and talk to them.
저희 아이들과 함께 시간을 나눠주십시오.
Tell them how God helped you.
하나님이 어떻게 여러분들을 도와주셨는가를 그러한 귀한 말씀을 함께 나눠주십시오.
We're so ashamed of our sins.
우리는 저희 죄에 대해서 너무나 부끄럽습니다.
We're so ashamed of our past mistakes.
저희의 지난 실수들 또한 너무나 부끄럽습니다.
So we hide and pretend like nothing happened.
그래서 저희는 항상 죄에서 숨어 있습니다. 아무런 일이 없었듯이 모른 척합니다.
We pretend we're perfect.
저희는 완벽한 척합니다.
And so the second generation sees people pretending to be perfect.
그래서 우리 이 세대도 똑같이 그렇게 따라합니다.
And they get discouraged because they can't be that.
그래서 그를 따라하지만은 항상 공유하고 항상 낙심합니다.
Be real.
현실을 보여주십시오.
And show them your failures that you can help them.
여러분들이 정말 실수했던 거 정말 잘못했던 걸 또한 보여주시고 함께 나눠주십시오.
Don't be ashamed of the sins of your children.
그것을 창피하지 마십시오. 아이들 앞에서 그것들을 창피하시지 마십시오.
Because God is not ashamed of your sins. And He wasn't ashamed to call you son and daughter when you were in the midst of it. Walk with them and fight with them. They struggle with fear and anxiety. They struggle with security and uncertainty.
Security를, 미래에 대해서 확실치 불확실한 것에 대해서 항상 힘들어합니다.
Pray that they would have faith that surpasses all understanding. But also show them what it means to have faith when things don't go well. Show them what it looks like to have faith when your business fails. Or when you're losing money. Show them what faith looks like when you're sick. You don't need to show them faith when things are good. That's easy. They see it all the time. But show them faith when you want to give up. Please pray for them. But please get involved in their lives. They need to hear your stories. I know there's a language barrier. They understand enough Korean to understand you. And you can speak enough English to tell them you love them. So please remember that this new building is not an end to itself. This new building is just a foundation. You're making sacrifices now. But your children will build on it with their own sacrifices and with their own struggles at some point. Remember that you are David. Be faithful in the project that God has given you. But hold this project with your hands open. Knowing that there will come a time when you will have to hand it over to the next generation. So my first request is that you pray and act. And my second request is that you must know when to let go. If you're faithful in the first part, the second part will be easier. There came a point when David called Solomon and instructed him. He said, "Son, I wanted to do this, but God said no. God said that you would build the temple. But because I thought you were young and inexperienced, I helped you. So if you want to read with me, 1 Chronicles 22, verse 14. And it says this, "With great pains I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1 million talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond waiting, for there is so much of it. Timber and stone too I have provided. To these you must add more. You have an abundance of workers, stone cutters, masons, carpenters, and all kinds of artisans without number skilled in working, gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Now begin the work and the Lord be with you." He said, "I did everything, I prepared everything, now you take it." And he blessed them and said, "The Lord be with you." So I encourage all of you that have the role of David in this community to be in prayer and to be aware of yourselves. Now we are in a season of preparing for the next generation. But there will come a time when you will have to let the second generation step up. It's pretty scary, huh? It's a little scary, I know. But there will come a time when God will call them to step up. It's not today and it's not tomorrow, but the time is coming. Pray that God gives you the wisdom to know when to push the second generation to the front. Pray that God gives you the wisdom to see the Solomon in our midst. And may you have the same heart that David did. He prepared everything. And he did it as an act of worship before God. All your work now is an act of worship before God. And when you hand it over, it will be an act of worship before God. So again, I ask this. Pray for us. Walk with us. And push us to the front when the time comes.